Welcome to a unique episode we have right here. I'm excited to say we're going to start something new. And we'll get into what exactly that's going to look like. But I have my friend with me, Chloe. And we're going to talk a little bit about Chloe's story. And just you'll learn more about what she's all about. So, Chloe, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm glad to hear that. I'm doing pretty awesome. And, you know, we have Zeke right outside the frame. So, you know, just shout out to him.
No pressure.
No pressure. But anyways, we're just going to go ahead and jump in. So, Chloe, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So, I'm Chloe. Chloe Adams. I'm Zeke's wife as of 4 months ago. I just graduated from UAB with my bachelor's in kinesiology. I'm starting physical therapy school in January at UAB as well. I'm just working right now pretty much. But yeah, and I love Jesus, and I hope this segment, is that what you call it?
Segment, episode, video, whatever.
I hope it blesses you.
Absolutely. And so, Chloe, that's some things about you. What do you like to do for fun?
Well, recently we've really gotten into pickleball, which yes. Hopefully if you're a listener and you play and you're in our area, hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up. We can give you where we play. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we have a lot of fun with that. And got a good group of friends that go.
Yeah. I also like to sing. I used to be a lot more active in like choir at school. But now I'm really just singing on the praise team at my church. I like to bake, and I'm trying to get more into cooking, but hasn't really been working too well yet.
Okay. So bacon, what's your favorite kind of food?
Like baking wise or just eating? Like pasta, 100%. Pasta. Like, I'm actually making pasta tonight, so I'm very excited.
Nice, okay. And movies, music, what you like?
I would say my favorite music is definitely, like, the Christian genre, like, contemporary Christian. But I also love Christian rap. That is my favorite thing. I love going to the gym, so, like, doing weightlifting is, like, one of my favorite hobbies to do. So listening to Christian rap is, like, my favorite thing to listen to when I do that, because it really motivates me. Like Forrest Frank, this music he's been putting out lately has really got me excited.
Okay, there we go. Loves to listen to music and all that good stuff, and musically talented. And here's why we're doing this. So just Chloe's talking about herself. We are going to debut a part of the Dangerous Faith, I guess, ministry, Grow with Chloe. And what it'll be is Chloe is going to talk about what it looks like to grow closer to God. She'll talk about just different devotional topics and just things that how to walk closer to God, move forward in your faith. And so we're going to produce podcast episodes, YouTube videos focused on that topic. And so I figured our first episode should be just talking about Chloe, what she's into, so that you, the listener, the viewer, can get to know her better. So that's what this is all about. And so now we're going to go move in a spiritual direction, Chloe. Tell us, I guess, about your faith, your story. It could be long version, short version, but talk to us a little bit about your faith in Christ.
Yeah, so I grew up very blessed in a two-parent household, going to church my whole life, always involved in Sunday school, youth group, all those good things. So I'm just very thankful that my parents put me in that from a young age. But I would say that, and so I don't really have like a salvation moment, because some people know like the exact day and moment that they gave their life to Christ. So I would say I don't really have that. Like, obviously, I got baptized when I was maybe like 8 years old. But obviously, as I got older, like navigating high school and then to college, like that was definitely the biggest time for me to really dive deep into my faith. Because I would say, like, when I was out of the house with my parents, when I moved to college, it was definitely a lot more tough because I didn't have like their expectation of like getting up and going to church every morning and like reading my Bible and praying and all those good things. So I had to really learn to make my faith my own. And where I'll go to, or where I went for undergrad at UAB, if you don't know, UAB is a very, liberal, college. And, So I was just wrestling with a lot of political things that I had never heard of, even theological questions I've never even thought about or considered. And I was still visiting churches. Like, I think I visited like 10 churches, and I just could not decide like where was the home church for me while I was in college, at least. So I would say that period of my life was very transforming. Like, it transformed me into who I am now. And then COVID happened, and that really tested my faith, because I was like honestly mad at God for so long about that. But now, of course, I can see like the amazing things that were brought out of that. But just like navigating the challenges of getting used to college classes, literally having to do everything on my own without my parents' help, was really tough.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of questions about God. I had a lot of just doubts. And I know it's not bad to doubt. Like, it's honestly, like, it's natural for a Christian to doubt. But I would, like, try to search and search for answers, but then nothing would really satisfy me, and I would pray about it, and I just felt like it just was coming up short for a long time. And then, you know, when COVID happened, like I said, I was brought back to Coleman, and that is where I met you guys.
Yes.
Nate and Zeke, and got closer with Blake and Justin.
Also, she disputes this, but it's okay. We're all wrong sometimes. I was the one that helped to bring her and Zeke together, but she fights me on that. That's okay.
It was definitely Blake, because me. Blake invited me to the Bible study in the first place.
Who was leading the Bible study?
You. But, you know, you also try to set me up with someone else before.
Yeah, that's true. But look, we're all imperfect. It's all indirect, and it eventually worked out. So anyways, but keep on going with what you're saying. I'm sorry to
interrupt. No, you're good. But honestly, like, finding you, like, you really helped me the most, like, especially point me to, like, people I could trust, like Frank Turek, Greg Kokel, like all those amazing people out there. Like, apologetics was the one. I had never heard of that word. I didn't even know what apologetics was, what its purpose was. I didn't know any of it. But you pointing me to them so I could find answers, and you also helping me with some questions I had, was just really like life-changing, to be honest, because I could like learn to fight through the thoughts I had in my mind about the existence of God, or maybe some like political issue or something.
Absolutely. No, God's been good, and it's been amazing just seeing the journey over the last few years for our group. It's been wonderful. Then obviously you and Zeke are married, so that was great to be a part of. It all worked out. And just God moving so incredible in his time and his way has been so good to see. And that's the thing about doubts. I'm glad you bring that up. Doubts are a good thing, depending on what you do with them. So, for example, we all have doubts. Does God exist? Is the Bible the Word of God? Do miracles happen today or ever? But what do we do with that? Sometimes we have doubts and we just shrug and we're like, eh, whatever, and we leave the faith. Some of us, like you, and this was an incredible thing that you did, was that you're like, well, I want to learn more. I want to dive deeper. I want to check out what are scholars saying, thinkers, apologists. Well, what do they have to say about these things? And then your faith, definitely, you've done a wonderful job to help to cultivate that by the grace of God, obviously. So that's just encouraging to hear that. And that's what we want for you, the viewer, or the listener, that if you have doubts, great. But now what?
Yeah.
And so definitely reach out to Chloe. She'd love to hear from you. You can do that through Dangerous Faith. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all those things. You can follow us there. But also, Chloe, you have an Instagram, don't you?
I do.
Okay. Do you feel comfortable sharing that?
Sure. It's just at Chloe Michelle Adams. Yeah.
So go follow her there and reach out to her, you know, DM, whatever, with questions. Yeah. But that's what we want this channel to be about. It's devotional, Grow with Chloe. And so very practical questions about how to walk closer with God. That's what we are focused on. So Chloe told her story here, just some things about her as well. And we'll learn more as time goes on and more videos come out. So I guess, Chloe, I'll ask one question to finish us off.
Okay.
for those who are discouraged in their faith, they don't know what to do next. They don't, what does it mean to grow closer to God? I don't feel him. I don't know what to do. What would you say to someone who was discouraged in that way?
I would tell them, keep pressing on, keep going, because your walk with God is not promised to be easy. You're going to have hardship, you're going to have doubts and insecurities, and that's just part of it.
Yeah.
We weren't promised those easy things. But I would tell them, just keep going, keep diving deep into your faith, keep asking those questions. Sometimes people are scared to ask questions or bring up maybe something that might be controversial, but just keep asking questions to people like you can trust that will answer you correctly. And someone that's trustworthy, honestly.
Yeah.
Surround yourself with people who will encourage you.
That's huge.
That is a big one, because honestly, like the saying, like you are who you spend the most time with. That is so, so true. But don't let a simple couple of questions that you have about God turn you away completely of the faith. Keep praying about it. Keep press into your faith and just ask those questions, honestly.
Keep searching, keep looking, don't stop, don't quit, and surround yourself with good, wise people, mentors, good, someone to help you grow in your faith, all good advice from Chloe. So Grow with Chloe, new segment, a new part of our channel here at Dangerous Faith. So like, share, subscribe, and Chloe will have more content for you, and as time goes by, we'll talk with you later.